you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 if you're listening to us here in Central Time, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the funnest place to be on the whole fucking web, crabdiving.com. whatever you're doing while you're listening to us, if anything.
Ooh, yes.
However, yeah, we don't judge. You can be doing nothing. Fuck all.
We might judge a little.
Well, yeah, we're pretty judgy.
Yes. Fuck you.
For the next couple hours, in fact. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you just said we were the funnest place on the web, and there might be some pervs with some, you know, very finely tuned tastes that might disagree with you, but we aren't for them.
Right.
Who knows what they're into?
Probably people within a couple hundred feet of us.
Oh, yes. Hello, cloppers.
I did notice there's a...
Bronies.
I did notice there's a neighbor...
Oh, yes.
Slightly, I'm pointing. It's not going to help anybody else. That way.
The one with the above ground pool? More
is
specific?
There one there?
Yeah. But
I didn't notice it.
Both neighbors, to our back, two above ground pools adjacent to our yard.
I've yet to see a male of the species from that neighbor wearing a shirt.
Moobs all around,
I've
baby.
Been here a few days. Of all generations. There was an older guy out there, shirtless. There was a 25, 30-year-old dude out there, shirtless. And then I've seen a couple little kids running around, shirtless.
Is it true we are experiencing a shirt shortage? That's hard to say. A shirt famine.
Maybe
in
they're
Florida.
Playing like basketball or something and... The shirts hadn't shown up yet. They're just the skins.
Maybe they have the basketball shoved in their gullet.
I always hated that in gym. Did you ever do shirts and skins?
Let me tell you something.
There's something perverted about this. There's something wrong with the gym teacher if you're playing shirts and skins. I'm just alleging.
Yes, shirts and skins, very fucked up.
And I went to Catholic school, so.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what? I know what skins could mean there.
The odds may be a slight bit higher.
Listen, that...
Shirts and foreskins.
You guys didn't have foreskins, right? Got them lopped off. Oh, no,
well,
you're Catholic.
Ever. Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to have an old freaky dude in a little rabbi outfit come chew the end of your kid's dick off.
Nibbles your knob off, no.
Nibbling your knob. The most boringest way ever to get herpes, right?
Sounds like a great bar, knob nibblers.
Not a great bar at all. Depends on what you're...
Depends on whatever you're into.
By the way, if you're a moil out there, you know, go fuck off. Especially if you chew it off with your teeth.
Well, if you're the chewy kind of moil.
Or with a knife!
There's something wrong with you.
With a fucking knife. Barbarians you are.
Right. I don't think I would, were I to, in the outside chance spawn, I would probably elect to not have my kid, have his little John Thomas cut.
Me John Thomas got cut off, he did.
Because I don't think it's necessary.
Oh, yes.
These days.
Shit.
Even though it's still done.
Right.
Like, that's the default, I think, still in America, isn't it? When a baby's born as a boy, don't you have to tell them to not do it? Or I could be wrong. I haven't had a kid in a while.
Depends on what kind of, depends on what kind of birth you buy. If you get the combo meal, everything's included.
Right.
Circumcision.
Go to the drive-thru.
All right, the drive-thru. I'd rather have a drive-thru circumcision than some guy pop over to my house and be like, nom, 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 let me chew on your kid's dick. That's so fucked up.
It's really beyond
insane. Not enough is made of it.
How is it allowed?
They
fucking wouldn't allow Rastafarians to smoke weed for their religion. Yet they'll allow some Jewish rabbi to bite the dick off of a boy.
Let me bite the dick off of a boy, if I may.
I mean, there's just no other way to say that.
Oh, shit, man. I got to go get my iPad because it's the only way I can retweet the network tweets onto the regular twats.
I see.
Can I do that now? Is that okay?
Sure. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. You know, you can tweet us during the show if you like. It's one word, crab diving, at crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in with all the fun people there. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Yummy, yummy.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get a nibble, a little taste, quite like your Moyle might.
Only helps us here at Screaming Liberal Media.
I'm not trying to suck it, usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Don't forget to listen to the Hollywood Hick on the 7 streaming right here for you on iTunes and Stitcher.
You'll get cock shamed. He's going to cock shame your ass. You ain't got much of a cock. Maybe you had a little too much nibbled off by the old Moyle.
Have you gotten your equipment all set over there?
My equipment is set.
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the video comes on whether I want it to or not.
Yeah, don't forget to listen to that. Listen to the K-Boys here on the network and also the Daily Upper Decker,
right,
which may or may not be a new one tonight. I don't remember if we've gotten a correspondence from
today is from our
sports dudes.
You know, we had one come out while we were...
Which has been published and is out there, yeah.
But
it was a little late.
We do have one that could come in today, depending on where Tommy Gimler is. I don't know. I'm a little discombobulated. By the way, there should be a new one coming out because there's a goddamn sports story out there that it could be bullshit or whatever. But, you know, the next presidential primary, 2020.
Yes.
Aside from Schittler, depending on, you know, how things go Thursday and, you know, whatever. We could say that maybe his presidency may be in question. Trump, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, there's a couple of sports figures that might toss their hat into the ring.
Ooh, toss.
Into the primary. Tom Brady, maybe.
Oh, I saw that on Facebook, yeah.
Peyton fucking Manning?
Yeah.
Is he not the dumbest looking motherfucker ever? Are we not the superpower on this fucking planet? I mean... I thought Barack Obama was an excellent choice for president.
Yes.
Smart. Boring as fuck, right? He doesn't do anything.
You know, yes.
He's a good speaker, really interesting, but I imagine boring. I imagine he sits around all day, reads.
Correct.
What, on what planet is anyone looking for Peyton Manning to lead the free fucking world? I mean... My guy, I know quarterbacks and football players, they have to have a lot of plays in their head. They have to have an awareness and shit. I mean, as I'm sitting here saying, I'd rather have Peyton Manning than Trump, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's many people I wouldn't rather have than Trump as president at this point.
That's the problem with the Republicans. He's really fucked it up, you know? Because if you think of who they... The names you hear nominated to be president or to run in a primary or anything, everybody pretty much sucks.
Yes.
So,
right. And then even today during the big giant stories today, a bunch of them.
Giant.
Trump tweeted out the name of his nominee to replace James Comey and has done pissed off pretty much everyone by doing that because that's just not how you do it.
Hello.
Usually you might inform the ranking members of the Justice Committee or whatever.
Yes.
Whoever is in charge, whatever committee is in charge of that bullshit, of the ones who are you know, the FBI and stuff like that.
Yes.
They would usually hear first.
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera. Maybe senior officials at the FBI who were working there might say, hey, this is who we're going to float as your new boss.
Right.
But no, Trump tweeted it.
I know, dude. And by the way, you don't even know it, but you just had a musical theater moment.
I did.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't that Yul Brynner, King and I? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I believe it is.
Bam, baby.
Or Ten Commandments.
Oh.
No, I think I think
was Yul Brynner in the Ten Commandments?
Let the name Moses be stricken from every obelisk, every statue in the nation.
Yes, he was.
And he was in Westerns with John Wayne
as
well.
He was Ramses.
Oh, yeah. But wasn't he in a bunch of Westerns with John Wayne?
Gay porn star.
Golden Ramses. Whatever.
He was in Westworld. He was in the original Westworld in the 70s.
Westworld's a remake?
Yes.
Fuck, man. I didn't know that shit.
Yeah, it was.
Hollywood didn't fucking tell me.
Yul fucking Brynner, man.
Congratulations, Yul Brynner.
Also famous for doing a PSA as he was dying.
Yes.
About cigarette smoking.
Saying it was for or against.
Well, he was dying of lung cancer, so I'm pretty sure he was again.
You know.
And that was back in the day when those evil capitalist dick cheeses were still trying to say, oh, this doesn't cause cancer. I'm making far too many millions of dollars for that to cause cancer.
Oh, God, America, continue. Bend over, spread, to the point of gaping for these corporatist fucks. Go ahead, keep on keeping on.
Can't we hire some doctors and scientists to just say that it's all good? In fact, cigarette smoking gives you bigger hard-ons.
What can we do? Are we allowed to do anything physically or mentally to the people that still say, hey, you know what? This country needs to be ran like a fucking business.
Well, I think we're learning.
Yes. I mean.
But then they just say that, you know, Trump is still whining and bitching and moaning. Yesterday, he gave a speech, I think about infrastructure or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he wandered off and started pissing and moaning about the Democrats not letting him do anything. They're obstructing everything. And then he's lying. He's lying when he's talking about a lot of these appointments, because many of these appointments ain't done been made.
Right. But the people he's lying to will just believe the bullshit, the Alex Jonesian bullshit, the deep government.
Deep state.
Deep state. That's it. Deep state shoved up everybody's asshole, apparently. Everything's still orchestrated by Obama.
Yes.
Hey, Trump.
Long black fingers.
Why can't he do anything? I'm at a loss.
Who? Obama?
Trump.
Oh.
I mean, he's got the Senate, he's got the House, and if last time I checked, his orange ass was still fucking POTUS. POTUS.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, with healthcare, the United States people finally discovered exactly what an evil group of greedsters the fucking Republicans are, because they're like, oh my God, we're in charge. Let's gleefully rip up Obamacare. And here's what we've got for you. And then when the American public and the media and everyone got a hold of it, they were like, oh my God, you're kidding, right?
This greedsters.
You're going to kick off how many 20 million plus people off of their health care? You want to get rid of the pre-existing condition mandate? You want to get rid of the mandate and all that stuff that helps keep the prices down?
Let them eat cake.
Down.
Let him. What's up?
Down. It's starting. It's already starting. I've been here like 5 days and it's already infecting me.
I just went to Lowe's and I'm done. I was like, I want a ceiling fan in this motherfucker. Y'all got a low profile ceiling fan for my fucking studio?
For my liberal.
Motherfucker.
For my liberal podcast.
By the way, to the person, I went to the hardware store and I don't know what happened. I fucked up copying all the keys. I don't know what copies of keys. We got
to
start from square
one.
Do
a key audit.
Dude, I just said, I tried to explain what I wanted, and I just finally said, you know.
One of each, two of each.
Make a whole shit ton of keys and give them back to me, then I'll pay you for them. I said, I'm having an existential crisis. I can't figure it the fuck out. Anyway, that didn't have anything to do with the price of tea in fucking China, which I imagine.
But you might have said it with an accent was your point, right?
Price of tea in China, that's racist, isn't it? Because all Chinese drink tea, stupid.
Well, that was one of their big exports. Oh, that's true.
In the day.
Those people love to export tea.
Yeah. I'm here!
Shut up! We all know you're here, you fucking idiot.
I think our drops are still echoing, so I apologize. Oh, well. I'm trying to work on it. It's a different setup that,
hey,
you know, I didn't take a picture of before we left. And we've got a,
I know it has something to do with this cord that I can't. It's my fault. I don't know what this cord does.
I don't think it has anything to do with that cord. I think that cord got swept up in this in the move.
I hate that cord. I don't know what it does.
It's a superfluous. You know when you take something apart and then you put it back together.
Oh yeah, then
and
it
there's
falls
a part
apart.
Laying there.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh.
Hey, by the way, I listened back to yesterday's show, very strong show and everything. I don't think we made enough about the loony. I'm sorry, the loony bitch that let the snake bite her kid on a Facebook Live.
You don't think we covered that enough?
I. Do we have a responsibility to the people listening in Florida to say, did we definitively? I don't want to speak for you, but that's wrong.
What's wrong?
To let a snake bite your child. It's
I would
wrong,
concur on that
right?
one that, yes, that's not a great teaching moment. It's not one of the smarter ways
don't
to teach
do
a
that.
Child.
It doesn't even matter, right, if the snake is poisonous or if the snake is not poisonous. Correct?
Maybe it's a moyle snake and she let it bite the kid's dick.
You know, that snake might do a better job of ripping the fucking skin off in an even way than a fucking moyle. I mean, humans aren't meant to do that. Snakes are meant to bite your dick, right? That's that guy in the fucking Philippines or in Indonesia, right?
Well, there was that story where the snake was in the toilet and...
That story?
Nibbled on his dangly bits.
Nibbled?
Bit.
Let me tell
chomped.
You something. You talk to the guy that happened to, and he say, oh yeah, that story. Yes. When a fucking snake popped out of a toilet.
I like to fight, too!
Off and I... God, that went on for a long time. That guy actually had a snake attached to the tip of his cock. For a while, didn't he? I mean, that the only thing that went on longer was the fucking Benghazi investigations,
right,
I believe.
Which, you know, I wouldn't count out yet.
More Benghazi?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you never
you.
Know.
That's insane.
This is a human.
We got all this Russia shit going on. That's all right, dude. This fucking technical shit. I mean, we don't have an engineer in here. We don't have a fucking engineer.
Well, everybody can still hear us, so fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Benghazi. We can get to... Our headlines.
Yes.
But if I play the...
The headline thing sounded...
Headline thing.
No, it sounded fucked up too yesterday,
it's going to echo also.
But don't you usually press a button that makes it not echo? I remember
well,
you...
Well, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
In the past, when it was set up differently, and
is
now
it the carpet?
In this melange of wires...
The melange de trois.
Well, you know, here we could do, I could see it visually.
Oh, yes.
So, here's your news drop.
Oh, yeah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, June the 7th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These... Are your headlines? I don't know if I timed it correctly. I got to fix this
shit.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Eight.
Huff Post.
Eat my dick, motherfuckers.
Let's see which of the many headlines today already, whether it's the hearings going on, whether it's the new FBI dude, whether it's Comey.
Yes.
The Comey stuff. I guess his testimony, they done released what he's going to be saying a lot of.
Right.
And the headline surely over at the HuffPost says, Comey unloads.
No shit. Lay down plastic.
Trump nosed into probe.
Right.
And Jesus. Then there's a countdown. Holy fuck, they've got a countdown.
You goddamn
countdown
right.
Countdown to Comey testimony, 17 hours, 38 minutes. Exactly, Mark.
Just imagine back in the day in Watergate, had we had cable news, had we had Twitter, had we had Facebook, imagine the ballyhoo surrounding this fucking Watergate bullshit. It would be insane.
Yes.
That's my point.
It is insane. It's crazy now.
Hear the applause for me.
Clapper yesterday. I think we talked about it on yesterday's. Go to iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to buy shit. Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Buy our shit, baby.
Clapper, former director Clapper, said in Australia, I believe he was, that this he believes this is bigger than Watergate.
Oh, fuck me.
This
for real.
This will ultimately be bigger than Watergate.
Wow. Wait a second. Is there going to be... So what do we call this? Watergate was Watergate.
Russiagate? I don't know. Have they gated it yet? I think it's Trump-Russia, right?
I don't know. My question is this. What kind of fucking Jell-O salad is going to come of this? You ever have Watergate salad? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
You've never had that?
No. Waldorf salad.
No.
Which
Watergate
has walnuts,
salad.
So I don't eat it.
Twat in if you've had that. I'm not...
Questioning its veracity. I'm just saying I never had one.
I'm not saying you are. It does fucking blow my mind. You've never had Watergate salad?
Are you sure it's not?
God, I'm looking at it right now. I've had this so many.
Are you sure it's not watercress salad?
Oh, watercress?
I'm just kidding.
Come on. That's fucking bullshit.
Watergate
talk.
Salad, also referred to as green goddess.
Oh, yes.
Pistachio. Oh, it's pistachio. That's why I don't do it.
Oh, yeah. It's a nut.
Yeah. Because sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Every fucking family reunion, family function I've ever been to growing up, especially here in the South, that Watergate salad, it's all over the fucking place. It blows my mind.
I've never heard of it.
That must be a thing godless Catholics practice,
How
not eating Watergate
you.
Salad. That's insane. I'm just saying, what kind of salad should we expect tossed off from the Russiagate?
Gross.
Yeah.
Looks like... Jelly green giant jizz.
Oh, you ruined it for me. I really like Watergate.
I apologize.
So, no.
I mean,
hey, listen.
Who knows what's coming thing. Out of the giant? might be like spun gold.
Yeah, nothing good.
God, they actually have his opening statement has been released. See, some of the pundits were speculating on why this is happening, like why Comey's blowing his wad. Essentially today.
Square.
But a couple of the other pundits on the telly have said
hello.
That they think that it is, he's whipping his dick out and saying, fuck you, coming from strength, because Trump is profoundly ill-prepared for anything. And Trump's going to be winging it tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's going to have KFC delivered to the Oval Office.
Yummy.
And he's going to sit there and he's going to watch it and he's going to fucking tweet.
Oh, my God. You know what, dude? I'm so sorry. You mentioned chicken. And fucking, I put a thing up on about Pensacola. I was going to a comedy show last night, and I put an Instagash regarding Pensacola. I saw some. Doesn't matter. I hashtagged the Instagram post, Pensacola, in the local Chick-fil-A. Instagram me saying, hey, come by and try out our chicken. How do I respond to that? Because my knee-jerk response is like, hey, go fuck yourself, you fucking homophobes. I don't eat your gay-hating fucking chicken. Don't you dare.
That's one way to respond.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say it was good. It is.
It was good.
God damn it.
Their hate chicken, it tastes really fucking good.
I don't want your hate chicken, man.
I concur.
I know, ruin my tummy for your hate chicken.
I agree. Yeah. I've only had it once.
Maybe I'll say that. I'll say, hey, thanks for the twat or whatever you call Instagash. I have no room in my tummy for your hate chicken. I was just like, really.
Wait, did they offer a discount or anything?
I don't know.
Any kind of a coupon? What about their custard? Can we have their custard? Is it hate custard?
You know, it was a very nice. It was a very nice.
We don't go to Chick-fil-A. They hate
Don't go in there. They're horrible people. Not the people, just the organization.
Comey's opening statement. Chairman Burr, ranking member Warner, members of the committee, thank you for inviting me, blah, blah, blah. He goes on. I mean, we have the printout of what he's going
right.
to be saying. He lists a bunch of different, I think it's 9 different meetings.
Yes.
The last one, April 11th, phone call. In the morning of April 11th, the president called me and asked what I had done about his request that I, quote, get out, that he is not personally under investigation. So that means Trump called him on April. He's like, why aren't you on television telling everyone that I'm not under investigation?
Oh, God, I love your impersonation. It's
We talked about this.
It's like Mel Brooks meets Trump, and it's just perfect. Trump is Mel Brooks from Spaceballs. Straight up.
I replied that I had passed his request to the acting deputy attorney general, yes. But I had not heard back. He replied that the cloud was getting in the way of his ability to do his job. Earlier on in one of these meetings, he had said, there's a giant cloud hanging over me.
Does he mean like a rain cloud or a cloud that you might store data in?
I can't fuck the shit out of the country as much as I want to. I can't grab the country by the pussy.
Right. Do you think Trump is sitting there saying, God damn, I'm so shocked. When you have Russia win an election for you, the baggage that accompanies it is totally insane.
And I think one of the revelations, too, is that I don't think Comey felt the need, the few times that he met President Obama, to take copious notes afterwards.
I read that.
And wash himself off with like a hazmat rinse or whatever, because he felt so icky.
Yeah, you know what? There is a little bit of fake news that has been reported on that, because people are saying that is how Comey always takes notes like that. And it's true. He documents a lot of shit. But after meeting Schindler,
but not to this level, the reports say, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing normal about Trump, right?
Correct.
Ain't nothing normal about this orange motherfucker.
This is not normal. We need to keep reminding ourselves that, because it's
getting normalized.
It really feels like it's been years, but it's not. I don't think of 140 fucking days. I mean, it really, really feels like he's been president for decades. It's
right.
Exhausting.
I mean, I was looking for memes and pictures of the Schindler to put up for, promos, things of that nature. And I saw a thing about Trump steaks, and I was like, oh, yeah, he even has like a bullshit meat company where he ships out shitty fucking meat, puts his fucking name on it.
Right.
Who is this fucking guy, this charlatan, you idiots in the fucking flyover states voted for?
I like to eat.
Why are you so stupid? God damn them.
Comey had 9 separate private conversations with Trump during a span of only 4 months.
Okay.
This is from the Raw story, where they found 6 of the biggest revelations. I've seen other articles where it's like 9 of the biggest revelations or 7 of the biggest revelations.
Oh, yes.
But here at the Raw story, it's 6. In contrast, Comey said he only spoke privately with former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Gay, Kenyon, Hooker.
Twice.
Do you remember they even said Obama worked a corner and sucked
dick? He used to give handies for weed money.
To pay for his college books, to pay for his textbooks. He was sucking dick. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Did we ever see citations or documentations, him being popped for prostitution?
We never saw his transcripts.
Trans.
One time he wrote, I spoke alone with President Obama twice in person, never on the phone. Once in 2015 to discuss law enforcement policy issues, and a second time briefly for him to say goodbye in late 2016.
Wow. And then Comey snubbed him on that basketball bullshit as well.
In neither of those circumstances did I memorialize the discussions. I can recall 9 one-on-one conversations with President Trump in 4 months, 3 in person and 6 on the phone. In other words, I talked to Obama twice. I didn't feel the need to write anything down because it was like normal.
These career politicians and these guys, they must talk to Trump and in the back of their mind thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to jail if I continue this fucking conversation. Yeah. Terrifying.
Trump told Comey repeatedly that he expected loyalty.
What a creep. Was he stroking a cat sitting in his big fat fucking gunt?
And that he doesn't easily take no for an answer. Well, ooh. I think there might be, some women folk out there who would corroborate that.
Just when I forget that he was, a supposed alleged rapist, of diddler of people, you reminded me. Yes.
They let you do anything when you're famous.
I mean, I'm going to need a whole shit ton of Tic Tacs or whatever.
Comey said things got awkward quickly at a January 27th dinner he had with the president, in which he demanded Comey's loyalty. That's the one where he was like, everybody out. I want to talk to Jim alone.
Hey! You think Comey was like, wait, wait, please don't go. Don't leave me in here with this motherfucker.
I think that's one of these numbers down here later is that later on he asked Jeff Bossesh, never do that to me again. Never leave me alone with him.
Yeah. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
The director of the FBI said, don't leave me alone with the president.
Okay. So the... The director of the
might fuck him. He's so sexy.
Is it true that President Trump offered to blow Jim Comey to make the Russian investigation go bye-bye?
Maybe that phone call might come tonight.
I'm speaking in hyperbole, by the way. I'm sure that never happened. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't wait to hear Comey's testimony. What would happen if that happened? If Comey said, listen, Trump offered to suck me off to make this Russian shit go away.
In exchange, he offered to get a couple of Russian hookers.
Yeah. And let me tell you what Paul Ryan would say. Well, listen, he's the president. And we're going to work with him because it's our American duty and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to privatize Medicare.
As long
suck
as I can
ass.
Fuck the old people and the poor, yeah. I think it's going to be a marvelous presidency.
I am, you know, I'm not impressed with the GOP, their legislative abilities. I'm not impressed with them as politicians and God...
Humans
are not impressed with humans at all. What I am impressed with is their ability to compartmentalize and to justify just horrendous, horrible behavior. I mean, is anybody better at that than the shit fucks over at the GOP?
According to the memo, the statement, a few moments later, the president said, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty.
God damn.
I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. We simply looked at each other in silence.
I think he was trying to blend in with the chair in which he was sitting.
I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. And Comey just stared at him.
Let me ask you something.
I wish there was video.
I never quite understood the whole drape thing with Comey. Is it true that he wore a suit so he could try to blend into the background and the scenery? Is it true?
I think that's a little hyperbole, but yeah. I think he may have been. I think if you look at the pictures, he was trying to. I mean, it's a round office, so there's no corners to hide in. But you
right.
could see that he was at the physically farthest point in the room that he could be. He was standing there with his hands in front of him, trying to hunch a little bit. He is 6'8".
Yeah.
A little rough to hide.
Right.
You can see his feet sticking out, yeah. Hiding under the desk.
Here's one thing I'll say. I don't understand why Comey didn't resign. I mean, if you're that nervous about your boss, why not just say, hey, listen, Trump, it's been real. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going to go teach a college class or something where I don't have to hide from my boss or wear a suit that blends in with the fucking wallpaper. This is bananas.
I don't think Comey could fit under the desk anyway with Hannity under there.
Oh, God. Does Hannity fillet Trump religiously?
Jesus Christ.
Who knows? I got no neck. More room for your cock.
Comey said the conversation then moved on.
Ooh, yes.
But he returned to the subject near the end of our dinner. So even later, he's like, you know, that loyalty thing I spoke of earlier, you didn't answer me.
You know, if you brought something up to someone and all of a sudden they just freeze like Han Solo and Carbonite and just stare at you, mouth open, agape. Maybe you don't bring it up again. The thing that you mentioned, you might take that
as a
sign.
That's a normal human you're talking about with reasoning ability.
You're saying Trump's not normal? What's wrong with you?
My personal favorite of these six, reacting to an unverified intelligence report that Trump had been filmed hiring several prostitutes to perform a golden shower in a Russian hotel room. Trump specifically told Comey that such a thing had never happened. Quote, he said he had nothing to do with Russia, had not been involved with hookers in Russia, and had always assumed he was being recorded when in Russia.
Okay. I have some questions. I have some follow-up at Vile Experience.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Why did Trump bring the hooker thing up? Because he knew it was in a report or something?
This is during that dinner. Well, yeah. And that dossier had come out.
Dossier?
It was all over the news that part of the dossier was... You know, the Russian hooker piss fest.
And the detail in which you just read that Schittler said came from that
Comey.
Dossier.
Well, that the pissing stuff was from the dossier, allegedly.
Right.
That's part of the compromat that Uncle Nipples might have, Putin might have on Trump.
Compromise.
The you know, that's the compromise. That's what the Russians call the compromise.
Nicked. That's how Sean Connery says it anyway.
But he, but Comey was saying, I guess Trump was like, you know, this Russian thing needs to go away. I didn't have anything to do with any hookers. Nobody peed on me. And I never said anything. I always assume I'm being taped when I'm in Russia.
Let me ask you something. If you're, he was going to hire several hookers to pee on each other. Is that, that's what he says. I mean, what do you, who, wait, okay. So do you expense the water? I imagine you got to drink a lot of water, a lot of, you're in Europe, so bottled water all around. You're going to get some sort of parasite maybe. So you got to get bottled water. Do you expense that on the invoice along with all the several hookers that you bought? Or
maybe it goes on the minibar.
But
tab.
He inquired. The minibar in Russia is a lot more complicated than the one you might find in the States. Hookers and pistachio nuts, both overpriced.
Despite his insistence that the Russian prostitute story was false, Trump then wanted Comey to publicly confirm that it was faulty intelligence. Quote, this is from Comey. He said he was considering ordering me to investigate the alleged incident to prove it didn't happen.
Oh, my fucking God, Schittler.
I replied that he should give that careful thought because it might create a narrative that we were investigating him personally, which we weren't, and because it was very difficult to prove a negative.
God, and this is all over this fucking dinner all by themselves in the center of the fucking Oval Office.
I think this is the first meeting.
I wouldn't be able to eat. I would be too nervous.
Although Trump has insisted the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, at one point he told Comey that it was still good to know if people associated with him had done something illegal. From Comey's remarks tomorrow, the president went on to say that if there were some satellite associates of his who did something wrong, it would be good to find that out, and that he hadn't done anything wrong, and hoped I would find a way to get it out that we weren't investigating him.
Oh, my God.
So that's Trump throwing everybody under the bus.
Everybody.
I didn't do anything. I tell everybody I didn't do anything. I don't know about Manafort. Who is right. Manafort? That guy? I don't know. Did he even work for us?
Wait a second. My daughter, Ivanka, are you talking about the really hot one that I used to love have sit on my lap and shit? Who is that? No, let's throw her under the bus.
She's
as well.
She's a traitor. I can't believe she did that.
He's going to throw Ivanka under the bus through all... before this shit's over with.
I knew there was something wrong with that Jew husband of his.
There's something wrong with all of them.
In the final conversation before Comey's firing,
yes,
Trump implored Comey to publicly state that he was not under investigation. Comey did tell Trump on several occasions that he was not currently under investigation by the FBI. So when Trump said that, he was right. Comey said, you are not personally right now under investigation by the FBI.
But your campaign is.
Well, yeah.
Named
everybody around you.
Campaign.
Yeah. God, Comey was asshole. Reluctant to say it publicly because doing so would require a public correction if the FBI investigation did shift to Trump. So it was like at that point, right now we're not investigating you.
But
I'm not going to say it publicly because we might be. Because
it's not out of the realm of motherfucking possibilities. An investigation of the Trump campaign could lead to an investigation of Trump. Right? Is that what he's saying? A three-year-old could put that shit together.
Comey wrote, on the morning of April 11th, the president called me and asked what I had done about his request that I get out that he is not personally under investigation. I replied I had passed his request to acting deputy attorney general, but I had not heard back. And that's when he said, this cloud's getting in the way of me doing my job. It's a black cloud, like that black guy that was in the office before here.
Oh, black cloud. Oh, that's the worst, especially if you're a big racist Trumpalo dickhead.
It's an Obama cloud.
Kenyan, fuck you.
So God. There you go. Those the Comey pre-testimony kind of already overshadowing went on. Earlier.
Yes. I mean,
yes.
Somebody needs to talk to Comey because he's ruining it. Now I don't care. Now we know what he's going to fucking say.
Yes.
So fucking, why did he ruin it? We've been looking
much
forward
of what
to
he's going to say.
But dude, I'm mad at Comey now. You dumbass Comey. We were looking forward to this shit all fucking week. Now we know what you're going to say.
Well, maybe Comey's waiting to see what tonight's reaction from Schittler is going to be.
Yes.
To how hard he's going to fuck him tomorrow.
Hard.
Lee. Hardly. Yes.
I shall hardly fuck you.
Let's earlier.
I'm going to fuck you hard.
Earlier today.
Edit those last two lines out.
Earlier today, over at the Senate.
Yes.
The director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, and our NSA director, Mike Rogers.
Right.
We're giving testimony about the Russian interference. It also, of course, kind of dribbled over into Trumpy kind of stuff.
Dribbled.
With Comey also sitting there. We're Rosenstein.
Right.
The acting AG. Well, the deputy AG who is doing this shit because the little
thin
evil Keebler elf.
Gollum fuck.
Of a hood wearing. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Is it true he's so tiny he doesn't even need a full sheet for the plan?
Right, it's a pillowcase.
Oh, God damn it. That's what I was going to say, but you saw that joke coming down the street. It was like it was on a bus. Fuck, I suck.
Hey,
damn it.
Thanks for giving me that much credit for coming up
really.
With it.
No, that you did. You saw it coming.
Any moron, like you could come up with that joke.
Not what I did. It's not what I meant.
So Coates was sitting there with Mike Rogers and Rosenstein and the guy whose name I always forget, who's the acting director of the FBI.
Right. Oh, that guy.
Yeah. And whose name I forget, and it's not right here in front of me.
Officer Kirk Cameron.
Continuing to forget it. Coates and Rogers mainly were the ones who reports had come out that Trump had asked them to, you know, I don't know, maybe talk to Comey and maybe get him to lay off. He's being such a dick.
You know he said that in private. You know he said that to his little suck buddy, Chris Christie, whoever he fucking hangs out with. What's up with this Comey? Why didn't he want to play with my balls? I mean, play ball.
I don't think he's loyal.
I think he's loyal to the country. What a schlup.
So Mike Rogers and Coates were being pretty cagey and sneaky today by basically passing the buck. I think we may have talked about this as a possibility earlier, that some of the Republicans were going to use this Mueller investigation that's going on, this independent counsel or whatever the fuck it is, to just push all questions off on that. I don't know what's going on. Ask Mueller. That kind of thing.
God.
Like, we don't know. We don't want to talk about it. Ask Mueller. And that's kind of what these guys were saying. A couple of the got a little testy with a couple of the senators. Kamala Harris got good and mansplained too, by the way.
Oh, shit.
That she's not being nice. She was being mean to the penis owners on the panel.
No.
How dare she?
Geez, she can't be mean to these white guys and their dicks. I mean, come on.
And at one point, I think it was Mike Rogers was like, will you let me finish? And she said, no,
motherfucker.
I have a certain amount of time. No.
I'm the people of the fucking United States, right? That's essentially who she is.
Yes.
Fuck
and
this
she's
shit.
She's a prosecutor. So
hell
she
yeah.
ain't putting up with no shit from no one.
And you know where she's from, motherfucker?
California.
Yeah. Sixth biggest economy in on the globe.
So the report from the Washington Post said that Coates had told other people at the time that Trump had attempted to enlist him to push back against the investigation of Comey's investigation of Mike Flynn, of his reach around Bud. I love the uniform. I love the way his ass looks in that uniform.
Yes, and he was right about Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate.
But today he said that Coates said he doesn't want to discuss the matter in an open hearing, but he did say he never felt pressure to intervene or interfere in any way. That's not saying that the president didn't ask about it. That's saying I didn't feel pressure.
But also, like, it's kind of a weird thing to say. If the president asks you to do anything, wouldn't you feel, quote unquote, pressure to then fucking do it?
And the Democrats basically said, fuck your feelings.
Yes.
We don't care how you felt. This is factual.
Yes.
Did
no
the
flake.
President or did he not ask you to in any way go easy, back off on the investigation of Mike Flynn? I don't feel comfortable discussing that in this. And when they asked why, Rosenstein also did this shit, basically said, well, you know, we're going to defer to Mueller.
So, like,
and the Democrats said, well, did Mueller tell you you couldn't answer? And they said, no.
Okay.
Right.
Who the fuck is Mueller?
Well, why aren't you answering then?
Fuck what Mueller wants. I'm the motherfucking people.
Well, that's
I'm
what the senators people. Said. They were like, wait a second. This is, are you saying that Mr. Mueller is, you're answering only to Mr. Mueller and you're not going to answer to the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Yeah, I mean,
in charge of oversight of you?
But honestly, at Vital Experience, don't you kind of feel like these senators, I mean, they got a lot of nerve. They want to find out if Russia still has its fingers up the ass of the White House, right?
Yeah.
How dare they? How dare us want to know if Russia is influencing legislation and all kinds of other bullshit?
Well, these three dudes, all four dudes today, when asked, well, it would be just the two... it would be Coates and Rogers because they're the foreign intelligence dudes.
Right.
They both said absolutely yes. Whatever was Russia was doing before, they're still doing.
Okay, we want to figure out what that is because you know it makes us nervous.
And that's kind of been the point of the Democrats the whole time. I mean, what a great. President would be if it goes all the way to Schittler and drags his corrupt fucking ass out of the White House finally. But one of the main things also was, why doesn't anybody care about Russia fucking with our election?
Yeah.
And why aren't we doing something to prevent them from doing it again? We got some more elections coming up, I don't know, in like a year. And if they are still actively trying to fuck with our elections in whatever ways, including, we found out recently, spearfishing expeditions to try to hack into the companies that build and program the fucking election counting machines, the vote counting machines, and then maybe we should be talking about this a little bit more.
And
not making it go away.
Yeah, and on top of that, we just learned that Schittler wanted to make the sanctions go away against Russia. I mean, there is some fishy shit going on.
Within 5 minutes of entering the White House.
And you'd have to be naive to think that, okay, Russia had its fingers up our ass in this election, and it's contained, right? And that's the only thing they're fucking with?
And then they just found out about
bullshit.
Another meeting that Flynn, I think, had with Kislyak.
Kislyak.
And I don't know if there were fluids exchanged, but the... but
roll the tape.
It was right after that meeting that the RNC decided... to the only change that the Trump team wanted in the RNC platform, you'll recall, was the Ukraine sanctions, was the Ukraine stuff, was yelling at nipples for going into the Ukraine.
But that's the RNC. Do you think Russia is manipulating people outside of the White House, or is their influence contained within the Oval Office and Piotis and his shit fuck administration? Did they have their fingers up the ass of like GOP legislators and shit like that?
Well, they might. I saw some, you know, this is getting maybe a little more tinfoily.
Oh, yes.
But I saw some reports that they think that the Russians may have more of this compromise on other people. Remember, Chaffetz, a lot of the rumors flying around were that Russia had info that he was fucking around his wife. And yesterday there was a report that Tom Cotton,
right?
Tehran Tom,
oh,
traitor Tom
him.
Cotton,
sure,
and Rubio,
right? Little Marky Rubio
were both approached by either the administration or by Russians.
Oh.
That, hey, look what we got on you.
Right, Mr. Phone Party McGee.
You better be careful with your questioning of Comey
right.
and of these other dudes. You now, think, this is all speculation and rumor.
Right. What do you, Marco, what do they have? Well, pictures?
That's all I've got.
Pictures?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a blue dress with jizz on it.
Maybe.
That
I mean,
he wore.
How do you... It's really tough, I would think, I've heard.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. But at a foam party, it's tough to get a camera to work because of all the humidity and the wetness.
I think they have...
And the dampness.
I think the new GoPro...
Oh, really?
...can go foam.
Oh, shit. It's infuriating. Nobody gives a fuck. They're pretending to care about the unmasking and the leaks. They don't care that Russia is manipulating our motherfucking elections. We live in a banana fucking republic.
Senator Mark Warner, the committee's ranking Democrat today, told Coates that he's missing an opportunity to lay to rest media reports suggesting the president was trying to interfere. Why don't you just say what went on during that conversation? And Coates said, I don't feel in this capacity that I should reveal. So they kind of said, we'll do it privately,
yes,
but we're not going to do it here. Let's see if that happens.
I'm trying not to sound like a fucking, you know, pessimistic dick fuck, but do you think his reasons for his silence is altruism? Is he looking out?
Rogers?
Is he trying to protect sources and or methods? Are they protecting their own ass?
Probably all of the above, a combo.
Oh, it's gray. It's gray.
Yeah.
It's a gray area.
Admiral Rogers refused to discuss specifics of any conversations he had with Trump. He refused to tell lawmakers whether presidents typically ask questions about ongoing investigations, even.
But what the fuck would that reveal? What in the fuck would that reveal? Now I don't understand. What is he protecting? I don't get
it. Well, right. It's all fishy. If there's no there, your mom earlier, if there's no there, why are they saying this?
What did my mom? My mom said what?
Your mom, I'm paraphrasing it, but she was watching and she said the same thing. She said, if why are these guys keeping their mouths shut?
Yeah.
They could just say, here's what we talked about.
Right.
The president said this. He didn't say this.
Right.
There you go. Clear it up. We're done.
Bam.
But no, they're like, well, I don't think we should talk about this in public.
There's
got to be something fishy.
Yeah.
There's no reason that's not fishy.
Innocent person would be like, I'm going to tell you everything I fucking know because I want to be proved innocent. I mean, unless they are protecting someone, you know, but it doesn't sound like that's the case. There's no altruism in this with these fuckers.
Trump reportedly cleared the Oval Office following a March 22nd meeting to privately complain to Coates and CIA Director Mike Pompeo about then FBI Director James Comey's investigation, which seems to fit his pattern, right? Everybody out. I'm going to talk to these guys alone.
He
was like, Comey. What are you guys going to do about it?
No. I can just picture, you know, Schittler's like clearing the room. The people who have to remain, you know, to talk to teacher as the door's shutting, they're just like, no, don't leave. And then you're fucked. Now you have to fucking log all your conversations, wondering if you're going to spend the rest of your fucking life in jail.
Interesting was McCain,
right?
Who had an interesting line of questioning. He basically said to Coates, well, okay, this report from the Washington Post has come out that said that you told all these people, they say they have 20 different sources for this story. 20.
Holy shit.
That after speaking with the president this time when he kicked everybody out and left him and Pompeo, that he was the president. Coates told other officials Trump had asked him to get Comey to back off the investigation of Flynn and other campaign associates, but he declined. He said, I can't do that. So Coates told other people right after that. So there's now contemporaneous corroborating accounts of that. And, when McCain asked Coates about that, he goes, well, I don't know, this Washington Post article is pretty detailed. Names, dates, who was there, who wasn't, when, who said what, and right. when. And so you're saying you will neither confirm nor deny this. And Coates was like, well, you know, I can't do it in this capacity. I can't do it in this. Blah, 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 blah. So stonewalling.
And then did he?
Even McCain was seemingly trying to give his old bud Coates the benefit of the doubt. But even McCain seemed like exasperated. Like, I don't know what to do here.
Right.
We've got this report. It seems really, really accurate.
Yeah.
And you
were supposed to believe the Washington
say
Post
one way or another. Yeah.
Wrote a fiction with that article. Because I heard somebody say, well, listen, just because it was reported doesn't
that
mean
was
it
Coates.
Happened.
That's he went there.
He was referring to that yes. WAPO article.
Yeah.
Well, motherfucker, they named a bunch of people and a bunch of details.
Well,
all of a
never,
sudden the Washington Post is fiction.
But he didn't dispute it. He said, in my capacity before, there were times where the media has gotten things wrong.
You know, it's so funny. For a president that is not careful at all about what he says or does or twats about, if you work for him, holy fuck, you got to be careful how you talk to people.
Yeah.
So, like, listening to these people talk, did anyone sound relaxed to you?
No.
You know what I think? I think before and after you go into these hearings or whatever, if you're on the hot seat, it's got to be a lot of vomiting, shitting, you know, lots of upset stomachs. I mean, really, imagine, you know, of course, you know, I'm not saying we should feel bad for these fuckers. They're a bunch of liars.
Oh, right.
Fuck them. They sold us out to Russia.
Take us Xanax.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah, really. And by the way, man, Hillary, had she been president.
Hillary?
It would have been more of the same, right?
The most corrupt person ever.
Oh, yes.
Ryan?
She would have been legislated.
Did you notice, by the way, you posted a meme on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
And it basically was, shut up, Bernie Snowflakes, and make sure we unite around definite lesser evil the next time.
Yes.
You know, it was a list
dickheads.
Of, I forget it was a list of things, but I would say 90% of the comments on that story.
Yes. Are they bots?
Fuck Hillary. Yeah.
Are they bots?
Well, I don't know about their bot. I think a couple of them are. A couple of them had like three
really?
Friends, you know, and shit
fuck
like
Hillary.
That. Fuck Hillary. But they were like, oh yeah, this is just the mealy-mouthed Democrats trying to put up another flawed candidate.
Fuck you. Whoever said that, fuck off. And continue to listen to our show if you are, but still.
Please keep listening to the show.
Eat my balls. Corruption.
So they're still alive and well on the social medias.
You must be fucking shitting me.
Anti-Hillary forces.
I have no, there's no section in my heart that wants me to be nice or generous to you fuck nuts. You ruined this country. You're part of the problem. You should have voted for Hillary. Shove it up your ass. Honestly.
There you go.
You know, I shared that from The Voice. Listen to her
Kelly
fucking
the Voice?
Show. Listen to her fucking show. It's good. It comes at 4 o'clock a lot of the times. Today, no.
Pacific?
Pacific. Is she on today?
Not a new one, but it could be a rerun at 4. I don't know. I don't have the schedule open in front of me.
God, you know, I just clicked on my computer and I got this fucked up picture of Schittler pretending to pray while Mike Pence sits to his side staring down and probably really praying. What a bunch of dickheads we elected. What a bunch of white fucking dickheads we elected.
Here's the meme you shared. Dear liberals and independents, in 2020, there will be a candidate competing against Donald Trump for president. It's very likely this candidate, one, isn't your first choice. Two, isn't 100% ideologically pure. Three, has made mistakes in their life. Four, might not really excite you all that much. Five, has ideas you are uncomfortable with. Please start the process of getting over that shit now instead of waiting until 2020.
Yeah, I don't mean to be a cunt, but every once in a while, I can be. It's true, though.
Fortunately, the most upvoted comment, or the most liked on the page, it's on our Facebook page, is what's stunning is that for so many people, this advice isn't immediately obvious. She's got a point.
Right. And guess what? Look at your skin. It's probably white. It's probably fucking white. You know?
However, the next one.
Yes.
Says, translated, you need to accept whatever centrist, corporatist, Wall Street is our friend, flawed, and unlikable candidate we choose to shove down your throat in 2020. They still haven't learned anything.
Did you read that meme, you fucking idiot? You fucking mental fucking little person? Fuck you. Hey, and listen, if you didn't vote, did you just not want to say midget? Yes. And even if you even if you didn't want to vote for Trump and you stayed home and you didn't vote for Hillary, fuck you and go apologize immediately to a gay person or a brown person. You owe them an apology, you fucking white stick fuck nut. God damn them. You know what I mean? Don't you owe an apology to your friends of color, to your gay friends? They got to sit and suffer through Shitler. You don't have to because you're white, you stupid fuck nut.
Vote for me because I'm not him isn't enough, even in the face of a Trump. Get the voters what they want or they will stay home again.
Nah, listen, dude, you know what? Be glad you're white. Be glad you're white. Be glad you're not profiled and all this other shit. Be glad the state looks at you as a human, unlike your LGBT brothers and sisters. Fucking Mike Pence is the vice president, and if Shitler's fucking impeached, he's just going to peel away at their rights. You know, am I insane?
Another sane person. Stop trolling, you Bernie bots. If you were true believers of Bernie, you would not believe this bullshit propaganda. Open your eyes. This is done to divide us and guarantee another Trump win.
And what did Bernie say?
Which would be a true disaster. Bernie said vote for Hillary.
Bernie said vote for Hillary, you fucking numb nuts.
Because we can't afford the disaster coming. And look what we've got.
Bernie, the guy that you love, said to vote for Hillary. Everything he said, you were down with, except that.
This guy says, you better have a much better set of candidates this time around. You go parading that damn Clinton around again, you'll lose a bunch of us.
Send me your phone number. Where can I meet you? I'm going to meet you, and I'm going to explain the world to you, you fucking idiot. I'm speaking in hyperbole.
Dear establishment Democrats, if this is your position, prepare to lose, this other guy says.
Oh, fuck off, dick mouth. Grow up. Grow the fuck up. Man.
So there you go. Never Hillary, all caps.
Fuck you. By the way, 4 p.m. trivia with Buds. Test your knowledge against some smart comics and television producers. And 11 p.m. a K voice.
11 p.m. tonight.
Central.
Pacific.
No, it's Pacific, yeah.
This other person says it's going to be a shitstorm, and this other person says, can Dump run for election from prison? Just asking. So it's not all of them. So a few more sane people have jumped on.
God.
But there were
people
enough.
People are stupid.
There's still enough of those. She's the most corrupt. You can't make me vote for her.
No one's making you vote for anybody, dickhead. It's just, you know, maybe.
We preferred Bernie also, snowflakes.
Yeah.
But guess what? When it came time to be Hillary versus Trump, there was only one choice.
I don't vote white privilege.
For a decent human being to make.
Yes.
One choice of those two.
Don't you think staying home because you thought Hillary was disgusting is exercising white privilege in the grossest way fucking possible? Fuck off.
So, go to our Facebook page, join in the combos there, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Really? God damn it. Even if you were disgusted by Hillary, you know what we'd be talking about now? Probably still Benghazi because of the fuckstick Republicans, but maybe raising the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Are we talking about that now?
No.
Damn these people. Grow up, dickheads.
Let's see if this is...
Shit.
I'm not sure this will work, but what the hell? Let's try. Fuck this is from the hearings this morning.
Yes.
This is Senator Martin Heinrich.
Nine.
From New Mexico, a Democrat.
Oh, geez.
A Democrat from New Mexico.
Holy fuck. Albuquerque, you know?
McCabe, that's the acting FBI director.
Right.
Dan Coates, refused to discuss any efforts by the president. So the senator then goes on to the acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe, and he asked him if Comey had said anything to him about that.
Okay.
Like, you know, when Comey came back and was like, oh my God, you won't fucking believe it. Right. The president totally asked me to not, to leave Mike Flynn alone.
It's like Clueless or what are they, Mean Girls. Mean Girls.
And so he refused to answer. So here's a little bit of Senator Heinrich, this exchange.
Nine!
Between them. Rosenstein's in here.
Yes.
It's just all craziness.
Director McCabe, did Director Comey ever share details of his conversations with the president with you? In particular, did Director Comey say that the president had asked for his loyalty?
Sir, I'm not going to comment on conversations the director may have had with the president.
See, and that's not the question he was having. He's not asking about Comey's conversation with the president. He's asking about McCabe's conversation with Comey, possibly about the conversation with the president.
So so this little fucknut should answer the question, right?
Well, yeah.
Why doesn't he?
This is, he says at one point, Heinrich says, okay, you're not invoking executive privilege. Obviously, it's not classified. This is the Oversight Committee. Why would it not be appropriate for you to share that conversation with us?
Yeah, dickhead.
And then McCabe said, well, I'm going to let Comey speak for himself tomorrow. And he's saying, Heinrich said, we certainly look forward to that. I think your unwillingness to share that conversation is an issue.
It is, right? You're telling me the acting director of the FBI doesn't believe he should be able to talk about shit to the people who's overseeing his ass? It's very confusing. I'm confused.
Your unwillingness to share that conversation is an issue. Director Coates, you've said as well that it would be inappropriate.
It's great watching the faces of these guys when they get slapped like that, and then they have to like turn off their mic. You know, they have to turn on their mic when they're answering, and then they turn it off.
Yeah.
So McCabe was just sitting there, and as the senator is like, I think you're refusing to answer that is an issue. And McCabe was just like, he turns off his mic.
The guy's sitting there, I should have taken that nice job on a board of directors of some shit company, but now I have this crappy job.
Now I might go to jail for fucking Trump. This is the amazing thing.
For Trump!
These people are so stupid.
Guys, honestly, just fucking spill the beans on this twunt. You'll be a hero. Despite all the other bullshit you might have done, you'll be a hero and maybe you'll save the fucking country. I don't understand. Do you understand people loyal to this guy? To a guy?
I think they're power. Power.
They think that they come out. They don't think that history is going to see them on the wrong side of this issue.
They don't care about history.
Because they'll be dead, right?
Which is amazing. You know, they're always like, what about the future? What about the future of our children? We've got to get all these brown people out of here so all of our pristine white children are safe and unraped.
Right. Oh,
except
God.
By the pastors, the youth pastors, right. And the priests.
The thing is, like, this what's this guy's name?
McCabe.
McCabe, I mean, I'm sure he's acting director of the FBI, right? I'm sure he has a long career, probably a little storied here and there.
Right.
No, oh, God, I'm choking.
TB?
Yes. I have tuberculosis, everybody.
It's rampant in Florida.
I just moved here. What the fuck? There are billboards warning you about gonorrhea and things of that nature.
Oh, there you go.
Look out for the roving bands of gonorrhea.
Probably a lot of hillbilly heroin going on, too.
Fuck you. But like, methy. You know, it doesn't matter what he's done before, McCabe, if you're talking about his legacy is this. People
are
going to remember you for this.
Yeah, all these guys. Congrats. You're going to be remembered for protecting Schittler.
For helping Uncle Nipples fuck with our elections. Mm-hmm. How un-American, you dickhead.
To answer a simple question about whether the president asked for your assistance in blunting the Russia investigation. I don't care how you felt. I'm not asking whether you felt pressured. I'm simply asking, did that conversation occur?
And once again, Senator, I will say that I do believe it's inappropriate for me to discuss that in an open session.
That's Coates again. saying, I believe, not even admitting that the conversation occurred or didn't occur. So tell me there's not fire where that smoke is.
It's suspicious. I mean, it's suspicious. These guys, I mean, they sound like they're hiding something. They sound like they're either hiding something, they're protecting someone, they're trying to save their ass. I don't know. I mean, did they think, the thing that gets me is like, did they think on any level, Schittler is not going to throw them under the bus if the situation arises?
They're really stupid if they are trusting him. Really, really fucking stupid.
Right.
Say that I do believe it's inappropriate for me to discuss that in an open session.
You realize, and obviously this is not releasing any classified information, but you realize how simple it would simply be to say, no, that never happened.
Right? You could put this to bed. You could, Trump would commission a statue to you if you could simply say right now, it never happened.
But why won't he?
Because it happened.
God, he doesn't want to go to jail for perjury, right? Or whatever.
Probably,
you get.
Probably, yeah.
For this shit. Lying. Oh, man.
Why is it inappropriate, Director Coates?
I think conversations between the president and myself, for the most part.
You seem to apply that standard selectively.
No, I'm not applying it selectively. I'm just saying I don't think it's appropriate.
It was great how, a Republican would question these guys, and it was like a toothless blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
And
sucky, sucky, jacky, jacky.
And then and they would always go to the unmasking right away, and they got shot down. That's one good thing that Coates did do earlier.
Yeah.
In the testimony was he even said, look, I want to set this straight. There at no point was since the other guy, Rogers, said he's been there since Obama. He's been there 3 years.
Yeah.
He said at no point in my tenure, the last 3 years, was this 720, this FISA court thing, this unmasking, was this ever inappropriately done? Or done through bad channels or whatever.
Yeah. This unmasking thing, I'm trying to understand because it's being thrown around a bunch. It was Coach the dude that said, listen, the only reason you do the unmasking process, it's not because you read a report and you're like, oh, I'd love to know who did this.
Oh, that was Rogers.
Right. I mean, you're unmasking someone because you need that information.
Right. It's the 720 that they're... One of the main things that all four of these guys want to keep going are these FISA courts, and is this ability to keep monitoring foreign nationals outside of the country. That's where it comes from. So they pick up some chatter. A couple of Russians are talking. Oh, my God. Do you believe what this guy did? They'll say a name. But when it comes to the intelligence community, they redact it because it's an American citizen who may or may not be involved in anything. So they would say American 1, American 2, or something like that. And then the person reading it, of which I think he said Rogers, Admiral Rogers, said...
Roger.
I think he said there's 20 people only who have the authorization to request the unmasking or the unredacting of those names of Americans that were incidentally caught up or mentioned in this intelligence.
Yeah.
And he said, and then there's a process. It all has to be done in writing. It all has to be done. So all these Sean Hannity and all these jizz stains that are out there saying, Obama and what's her name? Lynch, Loretta Lynch. We're out there unmasking everybody. And only Republicans and unmasking Flynn, who was a poor, innocent American caught up in the evil.
So
Obama,
what the fuck motivation are they are we supposed to believe with why Obama would unmask people? Because he's an evil asshole and wanted to blow these people's cover?
Yes.
Based on what?
Because it's the only thing they can come up with.
You know, the only
it's the only thing they can come up with. It's the biggest. I haven't seen one even Republican except for the most craven, heinous creatures out there, who have been saying, well, that's the unmasking thing is something separate. Even moderately insane Republicans are saying, okay, I understand that the unmasking is something separate.
Is that what...
You just have your batshit loons who are screaming, Loretta Lynch unmasked everybody.
Is that what Darth Chaney did when he threw out Valerie Plame's name?
I don't know that much about that. I know what you're talking about.
Like,
they did.
Blew her cover and...
Right. I don't know if it had to do with the FISA courts or stuff like that, but...
Yeah.
But so these four guys that were testifying today, they all want this renewed. It's got a sunset clause. You have to, Congress has to revote it every time, and they want it to continue. They want to still be able to gather this intelligence. And Coates even listed two examples of when it helped.
It helped, like, what? Prevent a terrorist attack,
yeah.
Which is the point of a lot of these people's jobs, right? Not to sit here and protect Schittler.
Some privacy people are concerned that maybe there could be a little bit more to the process. Angus King, I think, who was awesome. Senator, I think, from Montana. He's an independent. He really went after him from a more reasonable, like, I just don't understand this at all. Like, why are you not able to answer? There's no reason. It's not executive privilege. It's not classified. Mueller didn't tell you not to say anything. So every excuse they kind of gave of why they don't feel comfortable talking. That's why this guy was like, I don't care about your feelings. Did the conversation happen? Yes, no.
Yeah, you're not blowing sources and methods by saying, did a conversation happen? They're already asking details about the fucking conversation.
Right.
An awful lot of by simply saying that never happened.
I do not share with the general public conversations that I have with the president or many of my colleagues within the administration that I believe are should not be shared.
Well, I think your unwillingness to answer a very basic question speaks volumes.
Yeah, dude.
There you go.
What in the fuck is Schittler doing for these people that they're just not forthcoming and saying, listen, yeah, he asked us to fucking lay off the investigation. Yes, he obstructed justice. And then we could get on with the business of impeaching this twunt.
Right, which is kind of starting. There's a...
Al Green, right?
Al Green in the House is starting. I mean, it won't go anywhere, but starting the articles of impeachment, I think.
Right. Well, good for you, Al. You know, unfortunately, you know, you got some balls and your buddies up in Congress. I don't know. I don't know where their nads are sucked up in their little tummies. Fuck off. You gotta sack up. Really, Paul Ryan, be disgusted with yourself. You're gross. You were gross before, but now you're even more gross. Can you imagine?
Yeah, spineless. And a couple of the sane Republicans, again, pundits out there on the telly, were saying, insane is relative, by the way.
Right.
They're still Republicans. So how sane could they be?
You still want to take school lunches away from poor kids. There's that. Right. God, fuck these people.
So there you go. That's what's going on today. I think it probably might be done by now. With these four dudes, but basically the Coates and Rogers stonewalled. They were called out on it.
Yes,
and they said, "Well, you know, we'll be happy to do it in a closed session,
right?"
And let's see if that happens.
Yeah,
is the next thing.
Yeah, it didn't even say, he's like, "Hey, so you're assuring me in a closed session, you're going to answer my fucking questions?"
And he said, "I look forward to it."
Yeah, dude, you're just going to jack off in front of me. God.
We were talking about this, the new FBI director nominee.
Yes.
Surely putting out some anti-aircraft flack or whatever. Trump decided to tweet the name.
Who is it? Paul Lynn?
Of his nominee.
Right.
Christopher Wray is the guy's name.
Okay.
Who is... from what I've seen, pretty well respected by everybody. Like, even the Democrats are like, well, you know, not a bad choice. But
yes,
it's the timing.
Right.
All of a sudden, without following protocol by notifying what we talked about earlier, all these intelligence or these committees, these oversight committees. I don't know. Maybe the FBI itself. Maybe the poobahs over at the FBI.
Hold on a second.
Here's a name I'm floating for y'all.
Schittler didn't talk to anybody at the FBI before he nominated this dude? That's bullshit. That's even Schittler would be like, hi, FBI, can I speak to somebody over there? Here's the dude I'm thinking of nominating to run your ass. What do you think? None of that went on.
The Daily Beast, Betsy Woodruff over there, and Spencer Ackerman are reporting that the FBI is pissed. One agent said the Trump's announcement is an insult to every agent.
Shit, dude. Because he doesn't give a fuck about their opinion. And these guys, some of them risk their life for the country. He's not going to ask them, hey, do you want this guy to be your boss, yes or no?
The timing, this is from the Daily Beast, the timing will fuel concerns that the president is still trying to use law enforcement for political purposes, which is anathema in the law enforcement world.
Right.
So he's putting this guy's nomination out just for political purposes.
He's bastardizing the work these law enforcement fuckers do. Right?
He's all from the beginning. They're like, they did that Nazi Germany.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Because they're investigating him. He doesn't like him.
Unacceptable. This is bananas.
Retired FBI Deputy Director Ron Hosko criticizes the president's decision to announce right before Comey's testimony. Quote, unfortunately, the timing of this nomination, if that's what you call it, nomination by tweet, the timing of it looks as political as anything else today, because this was obviously time to take a little bit of light and heat out of tomorrow's show. The first step in this president's dealing with what could be the next FBI director is politics on display day one, moment one.
And it's gross. It's fucking gross. I mean, it's as if, I mean, do you think Barack Hussein Obama, do you think he ever lost sight of the fact that it's the work of the FBI and the CIA and our intelligence people that keeps like shit like 9/11 from happening
again? I
think
probably not. Yeah, he probably was aware of that.
I mean, to me, it's disturbing. I mean, the state of our country is really disturbing right now. I'm going to say a lot of obvious shit. I'm sorry, but like, motherfucker, who's watching things? How do we know what's happening? How do we know Al-Qaeda isn't planning anything? I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but God fucking damn it, man. It doesn't seem like anybody's driving the ship.
Well, right. I mean, and spaghetti monster forbid, anything happens, we're fucked. We're fucked. We're fucked.
Nobody even knew where that fucking aircraft carrier was. No. Details. It wasn't an aircraft carrier. It was a what? A destroyer?
No, it was an aircraft carrier, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was one of our big aircraft carriers. And within a 3,000-mile space.
Well, they knew where it was. It's just that nobody told them to go where they wanted them. They didn't lose it. It's not like, oh, my God, has anyone... Check your pockets. Has anyone seen my aircraft carrier?
Was it a fuck-up or was it not a fuck-up?
Well, it was a fuck-up of communication because the administration said, we've got this aircraft carrier chugging along to go wave their dicks at Kim Jong-un.
But
it was on its way down like in Cambodia or something. I mean, in the opposite direction.
It was in Indonesia. And the only reason we knew is because it showed up on somebody's social media bullshit.
Oh, that's right. Somebody was like, hey, look, this aircraft carrier.
What is that gigantic building floating in the sea? That fortress? We don't know where the fuck that is.
Yeah, then somebody in the Defense Department was like, hey, shouldn't you guys be heading to North Korea?
But to be fair, maybe it's better this way.
Maybe they should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
But you can't take the left turn at Albuquerque if you don't even know where the fuck Albuquerque fucking is.
Well, they know where it is.
Yes.
It's the administration. I don't blame the Defense Department.
No, they're
going where they're told.
Right.
But
I agree with
nobody
you.
Nobody told them.
But don't you think
maybe
it's a good idea, because if you do know where things are, he'll just tell Duterte where the fucking submarines are.
A retired FBI agent was interviewed, said Trump's trying to deflect. Given the fact that you fired Comey, you should have a replacement named within a week or so. This has gone on for what, a month? It's a joke. It's an insult to every FBI agent, current and former, this agent says.
Oh, I get it. They're saying, hey, it's been a month, he hadn't thought of anybody, but all of a sudden today, bam.
the day before Comey's going to go out.
What's this guy's name? Ray?
Yes.
Why in the fuck is this picture circulating of him doing duck face? It's all over the fucking place. He's making weird fucking lips.
Oh, I don't know.
There's not another picture of this guy?
It's not on the one I'm looking at.
Okay.
Christopher Wray.
Right.
Since leaving the Justice Department in 2005, Wray has worked for a law firm with offices around the world. There you go. He headed the criminal division of the Justice Department from 2003 to 2005.
Oh, where
he worked on counterterror cases.
Okay. Chris Christie was just sucking this guy's dick on MSNBC or whatever you were listening to. I heard that shit.
Yeah, that's because he's most recently known for representing New Jersey Governor Chris Christie during the Bridgegate scandal.
Does that bother you?
What?
That this guy represented fucking Moobs McGee over here. Chris fucking Tubby Christie. Don't mean the fat shame. My mistake. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know. I guess. Who knows? They're all...
What I think you're saying is... you're saying, well, what's not going to bother me then? What cannot bother me? What are you going to do? Run around with your head cut off? Your hair on fire? Screaming? We're fucked.
So there you go. He has shown a willingness in the past to buck his superiors, they said, when he was working in Justice Department 2004. He, several other senior officials, including Mueller and Comey, were unsettled by the scope of the Bush administration's mass warrantless collection of Americans' email metadata.
Right. What about all the deportations of brown people that, you know?
That's now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Although Obama... He had a whole lot of deportations. He deported a lot more people than Bush did.
I think it's time for our country to start being nicer to people of color and brown people who are poor and all that shit. Just be nicer to the less of us, please, you dickheads.
So Trump can't do anything right.
No, he cannot.
He announces this Christopher Wray guy and has now pissed everybody off.
He's pissed everybody off. He doesn't know where this boat is. He's telling Duterte where this submarine is.
Christopher Wray might... be more than qualified and quite an honest individual. Who the hell knows? But now he's got the Trump taint because of the way it was handled.
Well, don't you think if you're a person of integrity, you're like, fuck this. I'm not serving at your pleasure. I'm going to refuse it because you're Shitler.
But he's not serving it. He's the FBI director. So he's going to be for a 10-year.
Oh, I see.
Administration. So he's supposed to be above the politics.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. The only reason I forgot is because, I never knew in the first place. And secondly, fuck everything. I think this country, we're in the middle of an existential crisis. I don't know what to do. I mean, if this doesn't piss off the Republicans and make them want to start this impeachment proceedings, what are we supposed to do as a human being? What do I do? Run out in the streets, light my hair on fire, start screaming? Harry Carey? I don't fucking know.
You want a little good news, sort of? always, right now, good news is in air quotes, always.
Right, here's good news in comparison to everything. Oh, a cobra got loose in Escambia County today, and we don't know where the fuck it is.
Two little tidbits of good news.
Yay.
The... Breitbart, you may have heard of it.
Okay, it's a weird way for good news to start.
Right-wing nut job bat shit alleged journalist site that used to be run by Breitbart until he had a grabber.
Yes.
And then he was like a sea hare below Alex Jones in his conspiracy theory bullshit craziness.
Right. By the way, let me ask you something. I'm no journalist, but can you tell, I don't know. Can you tell the difference between a jacket and a rug?
What?
A jacket and a rug.
A jacket?
A jersey and a rug. A soccer jersey and a rug.
Yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Yes.
I'm sorry. That story, whenever I think about it. Prayer rug, right. A rug. See, that's demeaning. I meant prayer rug. It just puts me in a negative spiral.
Right. If you don't know what Ryan's talking about, the Breitbart famously put out a big story that, my God, the terrorists are pouring across the southern border because
of a rug.
Evil Obama won't put up a big giant wall and won't let them snipe anything brown that works, that right. walks across the border. And as proof that the Muslim terrorists were sneaking in somewhere out in the woods, out in the scrub of Texas, they found what was apparently some sort of illegal immigrant camp that had broken up, and they found a Muslim prayer rug.
Right.
There's proof. And then right. people on the internet were wise enough to say, that's an Adidas soccer jersey.
However,
it's not a prayer rug. And the internet laughed, the world laughed, and Breitbart left it up. And there's still assholes that to this day will quote and say, there's, what about all the terrorists coming across the border? They found that prayer rug.
But even if they had found a prayer rug in the middle of the desert somewhere in Mexico or Texas, who the fuck knows? That doesn't mean jihad's on the way, motherfucker. That doesn't mean anything.
They're all terrorists.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot.
Especially the 4-year-old Syrian ones with half burnt out eyes from the mustard gas that Bashar al-Assad dropped on them.
Kate, note it down. They're all fucking terrorists.
So over to the Breitbart.
Fuck you.
Maybe this is a good sign. I don't know.
Okay.
But this is 6 months ago. Breitbart was plotting an international expansion to provide a platform to spread their bullshit in Europe.
Great.
But now, only 140 days after Schittler was inaugurated.
Okay.
Their ad revenue has plummeted 90%.
Oh, shit.
In 3 months.
Ah.
They're facing traffic declines, advertiser blacklisting, campaigns for marketers to steer clear of them.
Nah.
And there's even a petition at Amazon for it to stop providing ad services to them.
Hell yeah. Wait a second. Amazon's still putting ads on Breitbart? Sack up, motherfuckers. Like pull your shit.
There were 26 brands appearing on Breitbart in May, down from 242 in March.
Oh, fuck me. I love it. This isn't good news.
Many
this is great fucking
other
news.
Other conservative sites, including Town Hall, The Blaze.
Oh, shit, Glenn.
And The National Review also have had declines, although much less pronounced than Breitbart.
Glenn, who are you going to sell those fucking jeans to? How much inventory do you have in stock of the 1791 sweaters? How much?
It says that, well, now they're also having problems with their base.
Yes.
Because.
And the shaft.
They've just fired two people who tweeted some horrible shit after the terrorist attack in London.
Oh, my God.
They tweeted something heinous.
God.
And even Breitbart was like, well, that might be a little too much for us. Fired.
Even Breitbart.
Fired those two. And now the deplorables are saying, fuck Breitbart. They've sold out. Because they fired the horrible racist xenophobes that tweeted some horrible shit.
You know what's great? If you work in the medium of just gross fucking lies, racism, hate, Islamophobia, transphobia, homophobia, and shit, this is the bullshit you put up with, right? You're in the swamp.
Right, yeah.
So this is your shit. You
I
live in this
peaked,
slurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. The yeah. slurry of crap.
All the snakes have crawled out from the flood, and there's no more left.
They're eating your eyeballs, dummy.
So that's a little bit of good news there that Breitbart, failing Breitbart. This is funny when Trump is like the failing New York Times and the failing Washington Post, whose numbers both are skyrocketing.
Don't you think?
But the media that loves him and licks his wrinkled little orange sack is plummeting.
And don't you think this revelation, like, hey, look at all this fake news. Look at the media gulags of Russia proliferating fake news. Don't you think that's why the New York Times and maybe the WAPO and all that shit, they're seeing a surge in readership?
Yeah, because, I hope.
Because people are maybe putting a greater value
about stuff that's not a lie? God, I would hope, maybe. Also, there's a report.
Yes.
Over to the Vanity Fair magazine.
Iffy.
And it, there, Sarah Ellison is the author there.
Hello.
And she says that with Ailes gone and Megyn Kelly reborn, a shell-shocked Fox News looks like an episode of The Leftovers. Oh, I don't know what The Leftovers is.
It's a show on HBO to fucking go to Amazon, buy episodes of Leftovers on Amazon.com/crabdiving. Oh, God, I just got a little bubbly inside, and I got happy because you reminded me that Ding Dong Roger Ailes is dead.
So, weeks after the unexpected death of ousted co-founder Roger Ailes and the shocking departures of anchor Dildo Riley and Ailes' former deputy Bill Schein, whom one former Fox News executive called Ailes' spiritual brother, the existential angst within the company's subterranean newsroom has reached a deeper level. They're sad little snowflakes over at Fox because nobody loves them anymore.
You know, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, but it's hard for me to... they're sad. I'm trying to wrap my mind around somebody being sad that, and I'm in, God, this is shitty. I'm including people that know it. Who's sad about Roger Ailes dying?
Well, his son, remember his teenage son threatened everyone that brought daddy down at the funeral. Remember his 17-year-old son said, all those who falsely accused my father, I'm coming for you.
Okay. Bring it, dickhead. You fucking rich twunt. How gross. You know how gross the Hiltons are, those kids? You know, the guy, he gets thrown in jail for beating people up on a plane, blah,
Conrad,
blah, 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 blah.
The,
yes.
The 87th or whatever, yeah.
Right. What about this dickhead, Roger Ailes Jr.? What kind of piece of work do you think this garbage face
he's
is?
Obviously, I mean, I understand he was aggrieved.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you don't get up and threaten, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming for you. To the basically the women that charged his shitbag sexual harassing father.
Hello.
And say you're coming after them.
Yeah, that's fucked up, Roger Ailes Jr. Sorry about your dad.
It would even be one thing to say, you know, all these people brought him down and he was strong and blah, blah, blah. But then to turn around and finish it up by saying, and I'm coming for you.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's profoundly fucked up. And shows what a wonderful little cuddle bear of a kid he is.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
How far can that shit dollop fall from the anus?
And, you know, some people might say, you know, if you're rejoicing in Roger Ailes' fucking death, you're being insensitive. And to you, I say, think of the fucking hate and misery this motherfucker has spread. Imagine if you're not white, how you feel about the death of that fuckstick. Probably pretty good. And with good reason.
It says that they still have these wars going on, warring factions over at Fox.
Thord Fox.
Mirroring the generational gap between Rupert Murdoch, the ancient, profoundly evil CEO of News Corp and Fox and all that.
Still alive.
And his sons, James and Lachlan, who are, because they're both miraculously, imminently qualified, Ryan, to run News Corp and Fox. It's amazing. There's no royalty or anything these days, right?
It's a publicly held company. Imagine, you hold stocks of this company.
But it's a publicly held company in which Rupert Murdoch owns the majority share
of
the company.
So you're telling me I can own stock in this fucking company in Lachlan, whatever the fuck kind of first name Lachlan is. It's
Scottish.
It's a rich person's first name. I'm so sorry. It is.
Well, it's...
Hello, Lachlan.
It's old. It's old.
Yeah. Lachlan rolls in and is like, hey, now I'm in charge of this company you own stock in. I'm going to fuck it up. All kinds of different ways.
That's why the us commie pinko liberals who want to see the worker-owned cooperatives start taking over.
Yes.
We would say, well, Murdoch built whatever empire he had.
Yeah.
When he has a grabber,
right,
and the universe becomes instantly kinder.
Give me your shit.
And nicer and less racist and less asshole-ish. When he leaves, then News Corp should go to the employees.
Yeah. It'll be nicer and kinder.
Crotch spawn.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
My whole eternal rant about the Waltons. We're at third, fourth generation Waltons now who are influencing public policy simply because their evil giant corporation is the biggest employer in the United States of America. Low wage.
Isn't that the point of the Occupy thing? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
What did you say? I said low wage employer.
And that's isn't that the point of Occupy? A lot of people said, oh, it's just hippies sitting around playing drums. And to people that say that, suck a dick, dude. Because that's the point of Occupy, right?
Yeah.
It's all this old money that gets passed down over and over. It's obscene.
Right. I mean, and that's where the you know, usually with like Alex Jones and people like him, there's a tiny grain of truth somewhere in something they say.
Right.
And then, you know, they go into chemtrails and lizard people.
Sure.
But,
by the way, Michelle Obama has a big thick
and
cock.
She's got a big swing and the, cock.
Ridiculous.
My point was,
talking about Occupy and all the gross old fucking money that's just passed down.
Oh, right.
To
the Rothschilds.
And white
like
kids.
You listen to Alex Jones where he's like the Rothschilds and people like this. Why does the world answer to a Rothschild right now who is fifth or sixth generation gazillionaire from the fucking Gilded Age?
Yes.
When they were evilly taking over shit then until they had to get smacked down.
You know, and, you know, Rothschild Jr., fucknut, wherever you are, if you're listening to the show, thank you very much. Tell your friends about us and how we hate you and your ilk. The only reason you have that
buy
shit.
Buy shit through Amazon.
Yeah, buy all your gross shit
make
through Amazon.
Make Jeff Bezos more rich.
Yes, all you gross fucks. The only reason you have all the money is because we haven't quite figured out how to come and take it from you. But there will come a time when we do, and you're going to be sad.
This is where they're dumb. They could be fine.
Right.
If people would be happy with a nice middle-class life if you could work your 40 or less. In fact, I saw a report this week about, I forget which Scandinavian, evil Scandinavian socialist country is now thinking about going to a four-day work week instead of a five-day work week. Because guess what? They found out that not only are people, here's a term that the Republicans don't comprehend, happier.
What?
When they're not working, slaving to try to just barely survive.
Yeah,
not only are people happier, but they're more productive if they're given less time to get their shit done.
They fuck
around less.
Absolutely.
They're like, I got 4 days to get my project done instead of five. Guess what? They're going to get it done in four and work more efficiently and quickly and happier because then they got 3 days off.
Are you saying humans might respond better to a big, thick carrot? Than a big thick stick whacking them across the face every fucking 10 seconds.
It's religion, man. This fucking religion. These Puritans who founded this country, this work till you die bullshit. You must suffer to enter the kingdom of God. Fuck that. You look at tribal societies and things like that. Yanomamo. I took a really, really cool college course. Specifically on the Yanomamo.
And they wear gourds on their dicks, correct?
Some of them do wear the penis gourds, yes.
That's fine.
And, it keeps the bugs off them.
Give me a gourd.
But
give me my gourd.
They work hard, but for subsistence. They go out and they hunt.
Yeah.
And then when they kill something, they chill.
Yeah.
And the women surely work harder. Right. They also get their shit done and chill.
The only thing they need, what do they do at the end of the week with their money? Buy a new gourd for their cock.
You just find a gourd and cut a hole in it.
That's a great that's a great life. For the GOP and the Republicans and the rich cunts, you made a good point. Happy is for straight white males. Everybody else can rot. That's how they see the fucking world.
And they consider themselves hard workers. I defy any of the Trump sons, Uday or Kusei, you can't tell me they've worked hard.
But
I sit in an office and then I have to go for lunch meetings and then I have to go for golf meetings and then I get a phone call every once in a while. I'm working my fingers to the bone.
Hey, you know what's hard? Setting up a benefit for cancer kids and then, making money off of it.
Yeah.
Putting it in your bank account. Some kids got cancer.
Did you see he tweeted it? We're talking about Eric Trump, who they found out there was some shenaniganry going on. Did you see how that happened? It was Trump. It was dad who was like, wait a minute, Just because you're my son, everybody gets billed.
Holy fuck!
Everybody gets
Donald?
Billed. Everybody pays.
Even cancer kids?
Yep.
Even cancer kids! Man.
And then Uday said, I've raised 16 point something million. What have you done today? Well, okay, you've also profited off of that 16 something million. We have proof, you fucking jizz stain. So yeah, maybe you raised some money for a charity, which is great, but you're also profiting off of it. Great.
Yeah. I don't know. Every once in a while I'm sad. You know why? Because I remember, I'm sad that there's the God in heaven and hell, all that shit doesn't exist, because it would be nice to know that Uday and Kusei and Schittler and Sessions and all these little fuck nuts that are just shoving everything up this country's ass won't burn in eternal fucking damnation.
Yeah,
in
that's
hell.
A bummer.
They're not going to. They're just going to turn into mulch. They're going to die, hopefully, you know, painfully, painlessly. I don't know what I'm talking about.
In spite of its scandals in 2016, Fox News was able to remain the ratings juggernaut, dominating the coveted 25 to 55-year-old demographic as it has since the 90s. In 2017, however, ratings at CNN and MSNBC have surged, with MSNBC host Rachel Maddow seizing the 18 to 25 crown. And trouncing both Fox News and CNN.
You know that feeling you get when you think a news story is real, but it is indeed fake? There's a feeling you feel. I don't know. I'll describe how I feel. Like, stupid, duped, a little like, oh my God, I feel like an idiot. People don't want to feel that.
Right.
So you go to places where you might not find fake news, like CNN and MSNBC.
Or they go to places that are only fake news and say, fuck you, I believe it.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. The world doesn't exist.
Hannity was supposed to assume the mantle as the new big star after Dildo left.
Ooh.
But he's done, shot himself in his big fat white foot by refusing to get off this Seth Rich bullshit. This conspiracy theory that Hillary smothered Seth Rich with her nipples.
Is that true, with her nipples?
No, that he was killed on the street.
Right.
But the, which has caused not only the network to say, to retract the story.
Yes.
But now Hannity is a mockery, object of derision here, it says, for media, for the rest of the media.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, look at Hannity pushing this Alex Jonesian bullshit.
I mean, he's ruining it for everyone, right? If you're a journalist.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Like, because he's full of such shit and has no problem proliferating fake news, doesn't he just give all journalists kind of a bad name? Doesn't he make people more cynical?
He's not a journalist.
He's not. He's an entertainer.
He says every opportunity he can. But then how does... we're talking about integrity here, so Fox News will know nothing of this.
They don't know.
But as a general news station, you're going to have opinion.
Yes.
But he's lying. I mean, this is literally fake news that he's putting out. And that, I don't care if it's opinion.
So you're saying he's a pundit that bases all his opinions on total fucking bullshit.
Right.
So what's the point?
And they've been losing to online outlets like Breitbart.
Yes.
InfoWars and Sinclair Media, the evil new conglomerate that just bought a shit ton of local TV stations.
What a bunch of Sith Lord losers.
To finish the job of, I think we might be fucked unless we can. If Sinclair is going to own most of the media in this country, we're fucked.
What about net neutrality?
It's like Fox times 10.
Yeah. What about net neutrality, though? If we can keep net neutrality, then shows like Crab Diving will always have a fucking voice.
We're not going to keep net neutrality.
Why?
They're trying to get rid of it.
Come on. It's got to be something we can do. Fuck me.
It says the power players over at Fox are rolling their eyes at Hannity.
Yes.
But they know that to lose him at this juncture would be a disaster. He's got him still by the short curlies.
It's a funny image. You just picture that for a second.
It says the so-called leftovers at Fox are consoling themselves with taking pot shots at Megyn Kelly, whose NBC debut this week featured an interview with Putin.
Right.
Her hair was too beachy, one told me. Her makeup too flat. This is where, this is what those little sad babies over at Fox have got.
Oh my God.
Her hair was too beachy.
Are we, because Megyn Kelly's got a new show on MSNBC, are we forgetting that she told everybody that Santa Claus was white?
And no, Jesus, her ratings weren't great.
I don't think.
I can't imagine why they would do that at MSNBC.
It doesn't seem like a
bright move, because I don't see a lot of the old white haired ninnies who are watching Fox and loving Megyn Kelly. They're not going to turn on MSNBC. What if they see a Rachel Maddow promo and they're reminded that there's a lesbian on the planet?
Or,
oh my God.
Or imagine if you're a black child or, you know, a person of color, and someone in the news, a person of quote unquote authority, tells you that Jesus was white and not black like you. I mean, how does that make a kid feel to hear that? I'm just saying that
I was
fucked
just
up.
Kidding, she says, but we played that clip over and over. She was not kidding.
No, she was not. She was definitely not kidding.
Yeah.
She was emphatic, and she punctuated her points. And
she looked mad.
Yes.
Right?
She looked put out. She looked miffed that someone would even suggest that our Lord and Savior was anything but fucking white.
Santa Claus.
She said Jesus, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Everybody. What about the Easter Bunny?
Well, obviously.
Shave down that rabbit. Find out what color his skin is.
White rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
See if the drapes match the curtains.
By the way, Schittler says he wants to put solar panels on top of that wall between us and Mexico.
Yes.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, we only got a couple minutes left here. I won't play this today then.
What is it tomorrow? Or are you going to tease it?
Well, it's Jim Baker.
Fuck you.
And there's a really pretty decent Lori moment also.
Oh my God.
So we'll save this for tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
But the headline is Jim Baker says send angels to Donald Trump. Apparently, you know, Donald Trump is being besieged. So he wants angels sent, but the guest and Lori ring in, and it's amusement was had by all.
Here, I'll send angels right out of my asshole. Enjoy.
In the 2 minutes we got left here.
Yes.
This is local news, too, almost.
Oh,
here,
my God.
In the Gulf Coast.
Hello.
Trump's selection of Jeffrey Bossert Clark to be the Justice Department's top environmental lawyer has raised concerns by Gulf Coast environmental groups.
Okay.
Because he was the lawyer who defended.
Don't even say BP. Don't you dare say British Petroleum.
British Petroleum.
Motherfucker!
In the aftermath of the company's 2010 drilling rig explosion.
I just threw my computer chair out the window into the yard. I'm losing my mind.
Along the U.S. Gulf Coast, local communities are still grappling with cleanup and restoration, had relied on the federal government and the EPA to protect them against climate change and oil and gas company accidents.
Motherfucker!
But
BP, the lawyer for BP.
Cynthia Sarthu.
Yes.
Director of Gulf Restoration Network in Louisiana said, I think the enforcement of any pollution laws is going to be at risk now. Bossert Clark is unlikely to hold the oil and gas industry accountable for pollution. So,
yeah, agreed.
There's supposed to be a poobah at Justice in charge of going after environmental bad people.
Fucker.
And he has put in charge.
Fuck you.
Of.
Fuck you.
His nominee was the lawyer for BP.
Fuck you. Fuck you, man. What the fuck? God damn it.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
we'll be back.
Do that story last.
Expressing our outrage, playing some Jim Baker chick clips and etc. More fun tomorrow.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com.
Oh,
spread the crabs, share the crabs. Help us out by buying shit through Amazon, through our Amazon hold, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's
whatever,
right.
You buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle, doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when here in Florida.
That's right.
Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy, or go to his Instagram, which is RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram, @VileExperience, oh so freaking vile.
Have a great afternoon, evening, back with more of this bullshit tomorrow. Comey!
Eat a dick, Schindler.
All the time. Maybe we'll go live. Well, no, we won't. But we'll be talking about the Comey stuff tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.